Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
Yo, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you are listening. And I love to start every show by thanking the listeners. Thank you guys for being just so awesome, sharing the podcast, tagging people, rocking The Bar podcast gear. It always amazes me to see people wear the logo and wear their favorite podcasts and taking pictures and tagging us. All of those things help get the word out about your favorite podcast. And like I do every week, I bring you an awesome guest. This brother, like all the other awesome guests, is one that I actually got connected with originally through my good friend Virgil. Those at the Bar podcast know brother Virgil Walker, one half of the Just Thinking podcast. So Virgil spoke really highly about this guy, and I you know, was able to connect with him, and we're making some things happen, and I'm super excited about him. But I have on today none other than my brother Tony. How you doing today, sir?
Dwayne, I'm doing great, brother. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, man. First, I want to thank you for taking time to come on the show. Know this is going to be fun, and really enjoy just fellowshipping with you. I'm going to jump right in, Tony, man. Just for those that don't know who you are, kind of give a little background of who you are, anything you want to share, whether it's ministry or personal or whatever. You got the floor to do that right here.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, since 1988, by God's grace and mercy, I've been a follower of Jesus Christ. Give all praise and honor and glory to God for my salvation, entirely His work. I am merely the recipient to the only thing I contributed to my salvation was the sin that made it necessary, as it said. I am a retired law enforcement professional, spent 20 years with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, retired about 13 years ago. And for about the last 20 years or so, I've been in full-time ministry in one form or another. Spent some time as a pastor and a church planter. Spent some time as a chaplain to law enforcement. And the bulk of my time has been spent out on the streets, communicating the gospel of Jesus Christ through open-air preaching, one-to-one conversations, distributing tracts, crosswalking, sign evangelism, whatever I could do to get the gospel out. Married to my lovely wife, Maria. We just celebrated our 35th wedding anniversary, which that in and of itself tells you what an extraordinary woman I married. We have three adult daughters. Two are married, and I'm still accepting applications for the third. I'm a member of Grace Fellowship Church here in Davenport, Iowa. We are a small Reformed Baptist church following the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith. And from time to time, I do this thing called podcasting.
Nice. And that's why we have you here. Probably, you know, I remember when Virgil first mentioned you to me, because I was kind of new to the whole street preaching, evangelism, and all of that. And then I remember watching videos. So I'm sure some of my listeners probably remember you with certain videos on YouTube and things. But we're here today to talk about this new podcast adventure, which I am super excited to help you with. Those that listen to the podcast know that is a passion of mine to help people with podcasts. So let's tell the people first the name of the podcast, and then we'll get into the concept, and then we'll put some history on the back end.
Sure. The name of the podcast is The Street Fishing Podcast. And the purpose of the podcast is to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ to lost people out on the streets, and to encourage other Christians to do likewise. And the way we accomplish that is I have brothers around the country, affectionately referred to as street fishermen, and they go out and they find people on the streets in their communities who are willing to get on the phone and talk to a complete stranger, namely me, about spiritual things. And through that, I have the opportunity to communicate the gospel to people that I otherwise wouldn't meet. And once those conversations are complete, then I go back and I do what I call chalk talk, where I'll go back over the conversation, explain why I said certain things, what I heard, what I did right, maybe what I did wrong, and maybe provide some training for my listeners.
That is awesome. And that was the same pitch he sent me. And I jumped all over it because it just spoke to so many aspects. Number one, the gospel, which is the most important, being able to reach people, like you said, you wouldn't normally be in contact with. Number two, the opportunity to train someone. A lot of this is hard pressed. Like, that's probably one of the things with COVID people are missing is conferences and seminars and things like that. And so this podcast is actually going to provide that training as well as and also it shows humility, you know, the willing to go back on your conversation and like, hey, I should have said this, because a lot of times people think, you know, Tony got it all together, or another street preacher, they say all the right things. That's why I can't do it, because I stumble. But to hear you actually critique yourself, it is something that's very relatable. So that is pretty awesome. So the concept technically is not new. Let's put some history on this actually, I think you started out as a fisherman. So let's back it up some, put some history on it, who you were connected with and how you got into the idea that got us to where we are here.
Sure. Yeah, as you rightly said, this concept for this podcast really is nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. I've never had, I doubt I've ever had an original thought in my life, and this one wasn't. This goes back to about 2006. I had published a book in 2005, and as the Lord would have it, I shared publishers with a man by the name of Ray Comfort, who is, I'm sure, known to you and to many of your listeners, probably one of the men, if not the man, who's responsible for putting more Christians on the street to engage in biblical evangelism than anyone ever. He certainly will have more crowns to lay at the master's feet than I will. So through that experience of publishing the book, I got to meet Ray, and we became friends. And at that time, he was co-hosting a radio show called Way of the Master Radio with Todd Friel, who now is doing Wretched Radio. And a segment that they had on the radio program was called Street Fishing. And they would send fishermen out on the streets to find people to put on the phone so that Ray and Todd and occasionally Kirk Cameron, when he was on the program, they would have the opportunity to talk to them and to share the gospel with them. So I was one of those street fishermen from 2006 to 2008, running around like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to find someone desperately to get on the phone to talk to Ray and the other guys about the gospel. In fact, that's how I got the a nickname that stuck with me for some time, the Lawman. Todd Friel wanted to have a nickname for all of his street fishermen. And so he pinned that one on me because of my law enforcement experience. And the interesting thing about that program, one of many, was that it was live radio. And when it came time for the segment, whether or not I had someone ready to go, the segment was going to go. And so there were times where they would just leave the mic open with me on the line as I'm running, literally running from one person to another saying, hey, please, would you please do this radio show? They want to talk to you about spiritual beliefs, please. I don't want to lose my job. I mean, I wasn't getting paid or anything, but I don't want to lose my job. Please, will you just talk to these guys about your spiritual beliefs? And sometimes the entire segment was them just laughing at me trying to find somebody. But more often than not, I would find someone to put on the phone. They would have a gospel conversation with Ray and Todd. And then when the phone conversation was over, then I would do follow-up with that person, talk to them about the call, recommunicate the gospel to them, put literature into their hands. And I had some extraordinary gospel opportunities that way. And so I'm patterning the Straight Fishing podcast after those segments on Way of the Master Radio.
Nice. That is awesome. And also shows that you know both sides of it. You know, you're not just throwing guys out there without, you know, actually having the experience yourself of being a fisherman, which is really cool.
The podcast, the Street Fishing podcast, you know, we're recording those segments. So I give my fishermen the time to go out and find somebody.
Right.
Without being under the gun to do it within a certain time frame because we're doing live radio. So
that is awesome. Yeah, no, yeah. That's a great point. So now, fast forward to now, the Street Fishing podcast is live and up. And how many episodes do you have posted already?
Well, we posted our fourth episode this week. I've got another three in the queue.
Nice.
We're going to be doing some street fishing later on this morning with Chris down in Pensacola, Florida. And so I'm hoping to put together two or three more episodes this week. And they drop every Monday morning.
Awesome. That is awesome. So this show is probably going to drop in August because I'm ahead as well. but you will definitely have some more in the queue or actually posted by then by God's grace. So for those that are listening that may be interested in listening to the show, with the first couple that you have already recorded, tell a little bit about the exchanges or the exchange and some of the feedback from your first couple.
Sure. Well, the first episode was a conversation with a man named Mike up in Redding, California. Redding is a middle-sized town up in Northern California, probably best known, unfortunately, for a place called Bethel Redding, which is the hub of the New Apostolic Reformation and pretty much all that is wrong with prosperity theology and that sort of thing. And so Bart has been a street fisherman for me before. We used to do podcasts together back about a decade or so ago, and so Bart is one of my street fishermen up there in Redding where he lives, and he found a man by the name of Mike. Now Mike was a professing Christian. And whenever I hear that, you know, when I'm out on the streets and someone says, hey, I'm a Christian, what I hear in my head is, please share the gospel with me. Nice. Because the vast majority of the people I meet on the streets who claim to be Christians are not. They're Christian in name only, but have never come to true repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. So Mike, older guy, a little older than me, late 50s, early 60s, came to faith in Christ only about 4 or 5 years ago, lived a pretty colorful and sordid life prior to that. And we went through the gospel together. He affirmed the gospel, didn't leave me with any reason to question his salvation. And so then the conversation turned to, what are you doing? What are you doing to communicate the gospel to other people? Mm. And so I challenged him with some things and he seemed to be encouraged, got Bart back on the phone after he had time to do his follow-up with Mike. And Mike was very encouraged by the conversation. In fact, so encouraged that he's thinking about talking to his wife about buying a trailer and traveling around the country to communicate the gospel.
Wow.
So all glory to God for that. The next next episode was again up in Reading. This time I talked to a sweet lady who is a member of the Seventh-day Adventist religion. And unlike many Christians, she was out there in 100-degree weather with a table set up in a park, handing out literature of the Seventh-day Adventist religion. And so we had an extensive conversation about the gospel. I wasn't left with a lot of assurance that that she was a follower of Christ, even though she had affirmed much of what I said, but there were some theological things that the Seventh-day Adventist Church teaches that aren't biblical, and she was ascribing to some of those things. And those are the neat thing about the podcast, the neat thing about what we're doing is that I never know from day to day who I'm going to talk to.
Right.
I don't even have the luxury of deciding which person I'm going to talk to out on the street.
Right.
It's entirely up to my street fishermen, and whoever they find, whatever they believe, that's who they're going to put on the phone. The episode that dropped this week was with a conversation with a man named Joseph down in Pensacola, Florida, a jailhouse conversion. Spent a considerable amount of time in jail, and that's where he heard the gospel and made his profession of faith in Christ. We dealt with some of some prosperity thinking in his theology, and so those are the way the conversations go. Also, I'm also going through the hundreds of conversations that I've either recorded on video or audio, and finding some of the ones that were really meaningful to me, and chalk talking those conversations.
Nice. Awesome, man. No, that is amazing, and a great start, by the way. This is your podcast coach talking here.
Thanks, coach. No, and brother, you know, not to puff you up or anything, but I'm really thankful for you helping me basically to get back into the game. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done radio and podcasting before over the years. It's been quite some time. My pastors and I talked about it, about starting up a new podcast about evangelism, and I reached out to you, and you were gracious enough to help me with some of the nuts and bolts, bells and whistles, and I've appreciated your help and counsel along the way.
Yes, sir. It's been a pleasure to do so. Love helping people. Love helping people with a message. And anything to support the kingdom. So definitely excited about everything that you got going on. So right here, we're going to take a quick break.
Hey, what's going on? This is your boy, Pastor Chris Hernandez.
And this is Jimmy De Los Santos.
And we're your boys from SolarCast.
We're just a couple of average guys who came out of the charismatic movement to a reformed understanding of theology.
That's right. Catch us with a new episode every Tuesday morning on all the platform networks, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and the like.
You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at @Sola_cast.
Also search for us on Facebook. Like the page, share the page.
Let's get to the meat.
Let's do it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we're back in here with my good friend Tony, and we talked about the new podcast, Street Fishing. You know, one of those things is something I love to do just on a personal level. Just I love to fish, and that also got my attention in the pitch. So just so those that are listening, so that you know, Definitely get that. But Tony, on this side of the podcast is what I call the fun side, lighter side. I give you my bar signature questions. These are three questions I ask all of my guests, no matter who they are. They all get the same three questions. And so the first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Wow. Okay. Well, I try not to listen to contemporary Christian music because the theology is so bad and it reminds me of relationships as a teenager that didn't go well and makes me want to throw my radio out of my car. So I try to avoid that. I do like listening to some classical music because I don't have to struggle over lyrics and messages. And from time to time, I will also listen to country. But I am very partial to 70s songwriter music.
Nice. That's not a bad choice. That's for sure. That whole genre or that whole era is rich with just a lot of good music. I like 70s, you know, of course 80s, and then, you know, 90s as well. But so I definitely get what you're saying with the 70s writing. So, all right, next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
I'm presently reading The Jewel of Christian Contentment by Jeremiah Burroughs. And I am reading Willie Mays's biography at present. And I'm also reading a book about the American pilots who went over to fly for England during the Battle for Britain and in the early stages of World War II.
Nice. All right. Good deal. All right. Last signature bar question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to, if any?
Well, I do listen to the Just Thinking podcast. Oh, yeah. I'm very partial to Brother Virgil. And while I haven't met Brother Daryl personally, any friend of Virgil's is a friend of mine, and love the work those two men are doing. The podcast on Christian Contentment that they did, the podcast on Assurance that they did. We're both very, very edifying to me. I do like to listen to John MacArthur, Steve Lawson, R.C. Sproul, Paul Washer, Vody Bachum, the standards among us conservative evangelical guys.
Yep. Good list. Awesome. Well, Tony, this is the conclusion of the show, man. What I like to do at the end of the show is give my guests an opportunity first to any words of encouragement or anything you want to share with my listeners, and then tell where they can find you and find Street Fishing Podcast.
All right. Well, one thing I'd like to share is that as Christians, the only time we fail in evangelism, presuming we're doing it biblically, the only time we fail in evangelism is when we fail to evangelize. God has given each of us, whether we're in full-time ministry or we're a full-time stay-at-home mom or we're a full-time student or we're a full-time factory worker or attorney, God has given all of us the responsibility of serving as his ambassadors to communicate the gospel to a lost and dying world. And in the end, we do what we care about. When my dad gave me my first car, a 1968 AMC Javelin, pearl white, black vinyl top, V8, six of those eight actually worked. I thought it was the greatest car in the world.
Right.
And I didn't leave it in the garage. I didn't leave it in the carport. I drove it to school, offered my friends rides, whether they could chip in for gas or not. I wanted everyone to see the car. When Maria agreed to marry me, I didn't hide that from everybody. I told everybody I could that Maria said yes. When my daughters were born, I didn't take pictures simply to hide them in my wallet. I took pictures to show everybody my children. We do what we care about. And if we say that we care about where people are going to spend eternity, but we don't actually take the time and care to communicate the gospel to people, in reality, we don't actually care about where people are going to spend eternity. And so my encouragement to my brothers and sisters in Christ who are listening is that go grab a stack of gospel tracts. You have friends and family that you know who are likely not saved, classmates, coworkers. Love them enough. Care more about the soul of your friend than maintaining your friendship with that person. They don't. In the end, they don't need your friendship. They need the gospel by which you were saved. Mm-hmm. So make sure your relationships with people are built on the rock foundation of the gospel of Jesus Christ and not the sandy foundation of your dynamic personality. Go out there and fulfill the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love people. There's no greater way to show your love for God than to go out there and tell the world about his son, Jesus Christ. And there's no greater way to show your love for people than to go out there and communicate to them, warning them of the wrath to come and pointing them to the only one who can save them from that just and holy wrath through faith in Christ.
Amen, brother. Good deal. You guys, make sure you go and subscribe to Street Fisherman. It is everywhere. And also go to thebarpodcast.com. Make sure you go to the Bar Podcast Network tab. Check out all the podcasts on the network. And make sure you go to thebargear.com and pick you up some bar gear. Tony, thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you,
it's really been a pleasure. And definitely excited about our friendship and connection. And to the bar listeners, till next time, God bless. And we are out. What's up, bar listeners? It's finally here, the bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green moon setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP inside the bar group, and we'll see you there.